Journey at Oak Mountain Academy is designed to provide students with a clearly defined advanced placement curriculum track to earn a series of distinctions upon graduation. This journey enables academically prepared students to pursue college-level studies throughout 17 AP courses in 5 subject categories while enrolled at OMA. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
Consider the Mobius strip. Take a strip of paper, twist it, connect the ends. This connection forms a continuous loop, seamless, infinite. That's how your healthcare should be too. At Tanner Health, the Mobius is our symbol and our promise, representing our continuum of care and our commitment that the services you need will be here for you always. We're not just changing healthcare, we're redefining it. See more at Tanner.org.
National headlines and the local stories you care about. WLBB, Carrollton, News Talk, 1330, FM 106.3.
Good Thursday morning. Welcome to the WLBB Community Voice here on News Talk 1330, FM 106.3, streaming live online at newstalk1330.com. This morning we are on the News Talk 1330 WLBB Facebook page. My name is Colin Worthington. My guest is one of several stars of a recent YouTube drama comedy that's been on the air for about 2 years, critically acclaimed, and she is one of the biggest stars in that program. It's produced by Joel Brock, by the way. You can catch it twice a month on the Villarica City Facebook page. Her name is Stephanie Warmoth, and she is a city council member for the city of Villarica. Good morning.
Good morning.
And you've begun your second season of this drama comedy.
I have. We're on chapter two here, so yeah. We'll see how that goes.
And, of course, I'm just joking. Everything's fine in Villarica. Things are toning down a little bit, right? I mean, you came in. I mean, I think when you signed up to run initially, 2023, is that when when the campaign was? I mean, we didn't see a lot of this, I guess, in the future. You were just wanting to be part of the community and do something for the community already. Oh, you know what? I had a long thing here to read. You want me to read that?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Remind people about who you are. Stephanie Warmoth was elected to Villarica City Council in November 2023, so I was right, after winning a special election to fill the vacant seat for Ward 3. Prior to the election, she served as vice president on the Main Street Advisory Board, the design committee for downtown Villarica, the president of her neighborhood HOA, and various committees within her neighborhood, played an active role in her community through various volunteer work within the city, as well as volunteering over the years with several of the schools in Villarica. She's a Georgia girl, born and raised, married her husband Jason in 2005, moved to Villarica in 2012. They have 4 kids, Tatum, Kenley, Joe, Nate, and Charlie. And she began her career as an educator, left the classroom after 4 years to raise her own kids. Love for photography and the fulfillment she found in working with children eventually led to combining the two into one career. She opened her photography studio, Stephanie Warmoth Photography, in historic downtown Villarica in 2013. So, again, our guest, thank you and welcome to the Community Voice program. The, working in the downtown, having a business in downtown, how do you feel about the ordinances and things like that in downtown Villarica? Are you prohibited from doing anything that you'd like to do?
No, I did have a few challenges to face when I was redoing my sign, with the historic downtown district overlay with that. I had to jump through some hoops to get that approved. But other than that, I haven't had any kind of problems in downtown as far as that goes.
So is business good? Do people want to have pictures of their kids and things?
Well, of course. Okay. I mean, we're coming up on, what'd you say? Look, the years are running together at this point. Yeah. So you said 2013. So yeah. we're coming up on 11 years, 12 years? 12 years.
12 years, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, so, 12 years in business, I've been very blessed.
Well, good. Congratulations
Thank
on that,
you.
Too. A lot of issues that we can touch on. You look back yes. at your, it was a first year. I mean, you look back at 12 months. I mean, how long of a learning period did you feel like you really needed once you got into that seat?
Ooh, Yeah. I got thrown right into the middle of the storm. That is for sure.
Because you weren't afraid to speak out on things. I mean, even as quick as February, I mean, you were already commenting your opinion, which I think we appreciate. I think the media appreciates it. And I think for the most part, if constituents agree with you, they appreciate it.
That's right. Yeah. I'm not one to, that's just my personality in general. I'm not one to tell you what it is that you want to hear. I'm going to tell you what it is that I believe it to be. And people either love that or hate that aspect about me. So, you know, and that's okay. But my job is to inform the community and to stand up for what needs to be stood up for, what needs to be said.
And I don't remember, it was a year ago. I don't remember a week ago, but a year ago when you were running, was there a particular issue that you were focused on that had sparked you to run?
The increase of taxes was a concern of mine. And then, of course, the downtown district with being in downtown, there are lots of improvements over there that I would like to see.
And last year, your first year on the board, city council voted to roll the millage back fully.
A half millage rate.
Was it just a half rollback?
It was a half rollback.
Okay. All right. Well, you can
kind of... You've got me questioning myself now. I thought it was only half.
Well, we'll have to check. I'm sure somebody will post it on the Facebook page here for us to remind us. I was going to say you could check
Look,
that
somebody's
box.
Probably commenting saying that I don't remember what I said, but I'm pretty sure it was only half a millage rate.
Okay. Well, you said a magic word. You were talking about the taxes. So I'm going to go to this topic first here. Last week, 2 weeks ago, you guys saw a lengthy presentation on House Bill 581 presented to City Council, the floating homestead exemption, and the possibility of FLOST. Which is the local option sales tax. What's the F?
I'm not sure what it stands for, but I do know that that's for sales tax. You're asking me what?
None. But you did pay attention. You were there for that meeting.
Yes.
Right? And so first of all, I guess House Bill 581. We've seen most of the local municipalities have already said they're going to opt out of that. I think City of Bowdoin is just going to let it go and they're going to stay in it. Carroll County government, just going to let it go, so they'll be opting in as well. Villa Rica has three public hearings coming up. I believe they start in February, maybe
That's correct. One
next week. What can you tell when people are asking you, like, you know, what the heck is this? You know, what are you able to tell them, just, you know, your perspective?
So this is a law put into place to prevent your housing assessment from... It puts limits on that housing for the property value, should I say. And what that does is it takes into account the inflation. So if you've got somebody with their tax assessment is saying that their property is valued at $500,000, but they can only sell it for $300,000, that's what this is meant to do, is to prevent that large jump because of the inflation. Now, what needs to be understood is that our citizens are the ones who voted for this. They voted in favor of this. So opting out, I'm not sure why that would be a thing.
To opt out. But if you look on what it says, you know, when they voted for that amendment, it does say, you know, I'm voting for this. I like the tax break, but I also give municipalities and board of education
That's
the
right.
right to opt out. It was on their
That's
plan
right.
as day, unfortunately. But do you feel, because you are outspoken on occasion, do you feel like, you know, state legislators, not to pick out our own guys here locally, but do you feel like state legislators kind of screwed you guys when they put that out there and said, you know, hey, tax break, but we're going to leave it up to the local guys, because you do have a lot to consider as far as how it'll affect, you know, your government financially.
It makes us the bad guys.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, really.
And you're absolutely right. So when I said that I didn't understand why it was a thing, I don't know that I agree with opting out, me personally, and this is just me being vocal here, but I don't believe that opting out when your citizens have voted in favor of it is very wise. I do believe that maybe that shouldn't have been a clause in that law. Just makes it more difficult for us.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely, it does. Have you been told, or do you understand how financially it could affect the Villarica government, the finances, if you guys do opt in there? I mean, do you see? I mean, are you being told, hey, you're gonna have to roll the millage, you're gonna have to raise the millage rate and things like that to get that money back?
Well, the whole reason why we rolled back this past year was taking into consideration that inflation. Mm-hmm. So otherwise, without that inflation, I don't know that it would have been the same turnout with rolling back.
So right now you're leaning towards staying in it, but I mean, possibly, I mean, you're leaving it open to your mind being changed. Again, there's three hearings coming up.
Right. Well, I mean, you know, we're going to listen to what citizens have to say during those hearings. So there will be plenty of opportunity to hear exactly how they feel about that and just take that for what it's worth.
And I think that maybe the finance director or something, she was asked to put together numbers about exactly how it will affect the city and maybe, you know, as far as finances for the coming years.
Right. And
so
all
maybe
of that
will be presented at the hearing.
All of that will be presented at the hearing.
And maybe we'll take a look at the dates and give those exact dates out to people watching and listening to this morning's program. Time right now is 8:40. We will take our first break and come back and talk about a couple other issues that have gone on in the city of Villarica over the last couple of months, a couple of topics. We'll do that after this break. Again, Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
The customized academic scholar journey at Oak Mountain Academy is individually designed to provide students with a personalized, clearly defined academic track that earns the student a series of distinctions upon graduation. This journey enables academically driven students to pursue a focused, rigorous course of study personalized to their wants and desires. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
Consider the Mobius strip. Take a strip of paper, twist it, connect the ends. This connection forms a continuous loop. Seamless, infinite. That's how your healthcare should be too. At Tanner Health, the Mobius is our symbol and our promise, representing our continuum of care and our commitment that the services you need will be here for you always. We're not just changing healthcare, we're redefining it. See more at tanner.org.
Welcome back to the WLBB Community Voice, News Talk 1330 FM 106.3. My name is Colin Worthington. Our guest this morning is Stephanie Warmoth. She is it Ward 3?
District 3,
City Councilwoman for the City of Gold, City of Villarica. Again, we're on the News Talk 1330 WLBB Facebook page this morning. So if you have any questions or comments, I encourage you to post those up there, and we'll take a look at those. I already had a comment from a handsome young gentleman who just said, you know, I think gave you some kudos or something, but I appreciate him checking in this morning. Let's go over some of the stuff that has been discussed over the last couple of months. Now, that Butterballs property, you were not there when that whole thing fell apart. You weren't part of that group, but you're going to be part of the group that I think helps decide the future of that property. I mean, it's a grand piece of property smack dab in the middle of town. I guess discussions started again maybe in December of last year. What do you see? What do you hope comes out of that property?
Well, I'm one of the few who really hated to see Butterballs torn down. My photography, I loved that property for photo sessions.
Was it like apocalyptic photo sessions?
Oh, look, you'll have to go check out my photography page. There are some great shots over there. I actually took my daughter over there before her eighth grade dance and did some pictures, and they're probably some of my favorites that I've ever taken of her. But I mean, you know, it was torn down, and I was not on council to have any sort of say on that. And as far as what comes to that property, I just hope that it's something that would add to downtown, would enhance the downtown district.
I guess what I heard was, like, there's a lean towards maybe a coffee shop with a drive-through.
I think the coffee shop has been discussed ever since I moved into my studio. So this has been a 12-year discussion about bringing in a coffee shop. So yes, that's also being discussed again. But again, it's something that has been talked about for years.
Now, the city council meetings, I think they went during public speaking, they tend to get away from you guys a little bit as far as, you know, people taking over time and one last comment and people walking up and maybe not having to sign up. That was up until last year, but you guys addressed that public comment policy at the end of December. And is it a new one? Did it change, or is it just kind of putting a stamp on what should have already been taken care of?
It's really putting a stamp on what was already there. Mm-hmm. I know that there's been a lot of backlash with it. That 3 minutes has always been a 3 minutes. You're supposed to sign in before you're able to come and speak. And somehow or another, we got away from that unwritten policy. So all this was putting it into place. And that way everybody's held accountable for what rules should have already been in place and enforced.
I guess the argument is freedom of speech, you know, or just like you can't, you know, shut down my voice or whatever. But, you know, honestly, when you have 40 people there to speak, and again, you know, Joel Brock does great production for that show, but, it, you know, when it goes 6-7 hours
that's right
a night, and some people are saying the same things. anyway, that's in place, and I think you guys made that available on the Facebook page, the Villarica Facebook page. So before you want to go hang out and speak, check that out just for the heck of it. Selection of Mayor Pro Tem. How about this one?
Oh boy!
Yeah, let's dig this puppy up. I guess it's a two-parter. I think first of all, an amendment to establish a technology park overlay district, a new definition for that. Explain that, how that came about, and then we'll say what that like immediately led to.
So this is a piece of property that was originally back in 2018 approved to be a PUD.
Avamore,
that's correct.
And it was hyped up. I mean, it was beautiful plans or videos made. I mean, this was going to be a fabulous thing for the community, like 55 and up. Old folk, like 55 and up. I mean, it was going to have...
But it wasn't just 55 and up.
Oh, was it not?
It also included apartments and single-family housing, which, when we're talking about apartments, I mean, that's what a lot of people are complaining about, is the amount of apartments that have been thrown up, the multifamily housing that has been thrown up.
And you guys are still in a moratorium for that, right?
Yes, okay. We are. But this... Avonmore included 855 residential units, and I think that that's really fair to mention, is that 855 residential units, multiply that by two, minimum, and you're talking about 1,710 people that would live in that community. So what this overlay district did is it was an overlay onto what was already zoned for the PUD. With the PUD, they already had the zoning to do the residential, the commercial, and industrial.
And industrial, that's the key, I think.
That's right. It was already zoned for that. So that's why the overlay, and a lot of people misunderstand that overlay was a rezoning. It is not a rezoning. It is an overlay, just like, and I think about photography with this, just like with my photography with a picture, I can do an overlay on an already existing photo. And that's what that does. Mm. So you can add texture, you can add light, you can add snow.
All the filters.
You can add all the
thick
stuff.
Thick lips. Yeah.
And that's what an overlay is. And that's exactly what this zoning did. It wasn't a rezoning. It was adding the overlay to an already existing zoning.
And that's a significant point to make.
Yes.
I mean, so that was already, I mean, it could have already done industrial. And the concern is, whether this is true or not, was the potential for a data center to be built there.
That's the rumor.
That's the rumor, right. And still don't know that. Are there still plans then? I mean, they've said it. Are there still plans to build some sort of housing there?
No.
No housing at all.
So with all of the questions that I asked at the council meeting, because, I mean, you said it earlier, I'm vocal about how I feel about items. And so with this particular item, I told the developer that what my concern was this being commercial, residential, and then him turning around and adding industrial into that as well. And so he agreed that if the overlay was approved, that he would take the residential and commercial completely off the table. So what that means is that if for whatever reason this technology district overlay does not work out, he has to come back before council in order to get approval for residential and commercial again.
And that's, yeah, I mean, he was using leverage. I mean, he was already approved to do the housing, the additional housing
there.
Right. And the fear is that maybe Villa Rica can't handle or doesn't have the infrastructure.
That's right.
And of course they don't, they're kind of against the multi-family residences at this point. And the school system also encouraged you guys to, you know, stop that in some way because they don't have room for additional kids, especially you're talking 1800 people and I mean, it's mom and dad and then add the two kids too.
That's
I mean,
right.
There's a lot of kids. They don't have the room for that growth.
That's right. Our schools are definitely overcrowded as it is. Infrastructure is I mean, we have infrastructure issues. We have for years. And so that's why slowing down the growth was important with the moratorium that was put into place.
And then bash the Board of Education as much as everybody likes, you know, when they raise the millage rate and things like that. But that's when you get that growth, I mean, they have to add positions. They have to add buildings. I mean, that's what happens with the millage rate that gets raised a little bit. Stephanie Warmoth, our guest on this morning's Community Voice program, city councilwoman for the city of Villa Rica. And again, questions and comments, last chance to throw them up there on the Newstalk 1330 WLBB Facebook page during this break. And we will come back. If I can't find anything else to talk about here, we'll just let Stephanie talk about photography and brag on her kids and things along those lines, or some happy stuff out of Villa Rica, perhaps.
We could use some good news.
Well, you think of some here in the next minute. Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
The World Language Scholar Journey at Oak Mountain Academy is designed to provide students with a clearly defined, curriculum-based track to acquire essential knowledge and skills for success in biliteracy fields of study. The successful completion of this journey provides colleges with a method to recognize a rigorous foreign language immersion experience for all students at Oak Mountain Academy. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
Consider the Mobius strip. Take a strip of paper, twist it, connect the ends. This connection forms a continuous loop. Seamless, infinite. That's how your healthcare should be too. At Tanner Health, the Mobius is our symbol and our promise, representing our continuum of care and our commitment that the services you need will be here for you always. We're not just changing healthcare, we're redefining it. See more at tanner.org.
All right, 8501, welcome back to the WLBB Community Voice. Colin Worthington along with my guest this morning, Stephanie Warmoth, councilwoman for the city of Villa Rica. Plenty of folk checking in this morning. A young lady named Charlotte Evans, she said it was half a rollback.
Okay.
With that millage rate last year. And she said, keep it up, girly. We hope you run again. Villa Rica needs you to keep standing on what is right and what you believe. Now, she's on Charlotte Evans on the record, documented forever that she thinks you're swell. Leslie Smith McPherson, she says, good to see Villa Rica City Councilwoman Warmoth on WLBB today. We were talking during the break, and just to reiterate, I mean, let's do it just to make sure, because I think that is important. I don't know if you guys are still getting beat up on Facebook because of it that overlay district. I mean, because of what was already approved, what was already available in that district, they could have done something industrial in that district anyway. For what was the PUD, right?
They could have, but what was already approved, what was approved that they could immediately move forward with, was the residential and the commercial. Mm-hmm. So without the overlay, if the overlay district had been denied, then they could have immediately started building the residential and commercial. The option to leave that property as it is and do nothing was not an option. Mm-hmm. It was one or the other, and it was not a great situation to be in, because I mean, I love these spaces and this green space and would love to see Villa Rica slow down. But again, that wasn't the option. The option was 855 units and commercial or this technology district overlay. Mm-hmm. Those were the options. And so it was unanimous, and the technology overlay district
and
we did
discuss why that's not a viable option at this point in that last segment. So if you want to go back, it'll be in podcast form on newstalk1330.com here shortly after the 9 o'clock hour. And of course, it'll be on Facebook page forever. Again, Stephanie Warmuth, our guest on this morning's Community Voice program. Got about 6 or 7 minutes left. The Villa Rica Parkway connector was a big discussion last year. Are we settled on that? What's going to happen there? Are most of the people in that that area happy now with what's going on? Content with, I guess, what's been offered to them and what you guys are actually going to do?
Well, so the resolution was approved where it allowed the city manager staff to start speaking to the property owners of the pieces of property that needed to be purchased in order to complete the connector. So what has happened at this point, to my knowledge, they're still working on talking to those property owners. And I voted in favor of that. I can't speak for the other council members, but I voted in favor of that resolution simply because I felt that everybody needed to be heard. The homeowners who are not outspoken and coming to meetings and vocalizing exactly how they feel about it, they deserve to be heard. Mm-hmm. And so that's what this resolution did. So where we are right now is still working on talking to those homeowners and figuring out exactly what happens from there. At that point, then it will come to council, and then we get to make those tough decisions.
What are you putting in the Publix, old Publix building? Aren't you starting a business there? You want to move your photography business to that?
I've heard what the rent is over there, and yeah. I promise you I cannot afford afford that kind of rent.
Can you tell us like secrets of who has been talking with the city, who's shown any interest?
I wish that I knew of anybody that was talking about. I know that there was talk of one business going in, and they simply couldn't afford that rent either.
Sure. Okay. Are there any other open businesses in that plaza?
Well, I know a lot of the businesses in that strip, plaza. They're struggling as far as business goes because once that anchor store mm-hmm. moves out. Your other businesses are going to hurt for that.
Yeah, absolutely. Is that where that Johnny's Sandwich place is going? Because I know that's a big topic of discussion on the Fache Books. There's like a Johnny's Pizzeria or a Johnny's Sandwich
Johnny's
thing.
Oh, Johnny's Pizzeria is already...
It's already open. But there's
something, no, it's been there for years at the end of...
Well, there's something. There's a sandwich shop or something in Villa Rica that's supposed to have opened
for the last six months.
Jersey Mike's.
Yeah, I've heard all about Jersey Mike's, but I don't know if that one's open yet either.
We've got about 3 minutes. How about the progress on the bypass? Are you checking that out? How close are we to that happening? I mean, it's supposed to be done by the end of this year, right?
Are you...
The Villa Rica bypass.
Yes, so they're in the process of completing all of that. I get to drive through the road work all the time because it's right there where I live.
So it's causing a little congestion and everything at this point. I mean, they're going to have to shut down lanes eventually, right?
Yeah, and we've had a lot of issues with water being turned off, water lines being hit, gas mains being hit. It's been an experience for the residents over in that area.
I want to give you at least a minute or two to say something good, but I do want to point out that I did call you at the last second to come do the show. We had our guest bail on us today for good reason, we believe, but I did call you at the last second, so I appreciate you being willing to come here and talk about what's going on in Villa Rica, and I apologize that I'm super hyper this morning on five cups of coffee.
I'm just drinking the coffee trying to catch up to you, Colin.
All right, very cool. 2 minutes. Tell us some good stuff, Stephanie.
So, let's see. Good stuff. 4 kids. I've got my oldest will be graduating in May. And thank goodness, because I'll tell you, I wasn't sure that we would reach this point with him.
Selling him out.
No, look, he's a very smart boy. He is on the spectrum. And so he has struggled, and I've had to advocate for him and make sure that he gets the resources that he needs. So that's why I say I wasn't sure that we would ever come to this point. But he will graduate in May. Super proud of him with that. And then My oldest daughter, she's now driving, and I will say...
You said good news, Stephanie.
Woo! Well, I will say it ended up being good news. Yeah. I was very nervous about her driving, but it's a game changer when she can help out with her siblings, and she can, you know, get them from point A to point B, and I don't have to worry about that part of things.
My son's 22, does have his license, does not want to drive. Don't need to.
My 18-year-old doesn't want to drive either.
Remember, I was 15 and I was desperate. Couldn't wait. All right, Stephanie, thank you for coming out.
Thank you.
You got an email address for constituents to reach out to you if they, or perhaps they can post stuff on our Facebook page if they have any other additional questions?
I do. It's swarmoth@villarica.gov.
Fabulous. Thank you. And thank you for tuning in for this morning's Community Voice program. Tomorrow, we will talk to the curator and founder of the Carver High School Traveling Exhibit. That exhibit opens up at the Villarica Library on Saturday. I believe it stays there for a month, and maybe it goes over to Neva Lomason Library. That's what they typically do. But again, that opens on Saturday. She'll be our guest tomorrow, so I hope you tune in for that. 70th anniversary of that school opening up. Thank you for watching this morning, and thank you for listening. Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy. Thank you, Josh and Joel.
National headlines and the local stories you care about. WLBB, Carrollton, News Talk, 1330, FM 106.3.